Okay, we're on.
With that, Miss Wendy, we'll come back into session. I'll take just a little bit of liberty here. I was notified yesterday, and I should have said this in the beginning. Somebody sending out emails signed Brandon Chris Chair. But if you look at the email address that's being sent out, it's not my official county address. But somebody sending out emails asking for invoices to be paid, gift cards. So, no, I wouldn't do that to you.
You were going to give me.
And I should have said this in the beginning when all the department heads were here, but you are receiving, I know if you get someone from the chair, it can be, oh, I got to respond right away. But feel free to question it or challenge it, because I'm not sending out anything for invoices or anything. So anything seems fishy, it is fishy. feel free to check the email address and all those sorts of things.
Supervisor Chris, I think the point here is there's a lot of scams out there.
There is.
So just, I think we all have to be on our toes, particularly county environment, because there's a lot of people trying to hack into the systems and those kind of things. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know some horror stories from other jurisdictions.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, thanks for that. I'll take my liberty on that one. Departmental requests. It's item 7A, general services ordinance, meaning the discussion on the solid waste fees.
Good morning. Amanda Kimball, project coordinator for the Department of General Services sanitation today. Bringing back to you more information that you guys requested from the last meeting. I reached out to all the cities and the commercial haulers. I didn't hear anything back specifically from the cities, but I had lots of phone conversations and emails back and forth with the commercial haulers, all pretty much on the same basis where they understand that change and increases need to happen, but they're asking us to do it in a slower pace, not asking for $17 right off the bat. If it is needed, to come around and figure out how to gradually increase it. If we need to increase to $2 a ton to something else, their basis is with the large amount that we were requesting, to figure out other aspects to bring in more revenue if that is needed. On top of allowing them more time to bring it to the cities. A lot of them have contracts with the cities. A lot of them have contracts with federal, state contracts that they cannot renegotiate. So if they did get a large increase, they too would be struggling. So I don't know if you guys have any questions on what I presented to you after the last meeting.
Supervisor Hoffman.
So how can we address that concern as far as the timing?
Right now the timing's not good because our contract's coming to an end. I don't know if there is a way that annually or every couple years we can bring the operator together to give us the information, kind of like I presented to you, to show what their financial costs are so we can address that. Looking around online, our prices are very low considering. We also don't charge for a lot of things, and that's an out-of-pocket cost for the operator as well. And what I've seen is with the increase in 2018, based off of all of the costs, we're increasing the tonnage and it's hitting our commercial side and not evenly dispersed through everything.
I guess I respect the fact that the cost is going up. And there's a need for the increase. I'm not going to repeat that. But my overriding concern is, though, that if we do it too quick, I know, like, for the trash haulers, area. It takes them several months to be able to increase their fee.
Correct.
Because of, and the last thing I want to do is put them out of business because they can't respond quick enough to a fee increase. So I really want to know how we can make this work.
So come up for any suggestions, because I would really like to work with them too. You know, looking at all the numbers, we do, $2 a ton is not doing anything a year to help our operators. I don't know what that looks like, but I do agree with the $90 a ton, but I do feel it needs to go at a slower pace. Whether that's increasing the tonnage a year to $5 a ton and capping it in the ordinance at a certain amount, and we don't exceed that unless more financial information is brought over. But if we're increasing the tonnage, the minimum fees also need to show an increase, because those are bags essentially brought in that are affecting the tonnage that is getting hauled out as well.
I don't have a solution. I'm looking for a solution. I'm looking for a workable path for this that's not going to put other businesses out of business as well.
Where I'm at too. I technically don't know how to do this. I'm bringing you guys the numbers.
You know, to jump in with a little liberty here, just to jump in with one question. I know, Ms. Campbell, I know you sent this to us a while back. It was from Wairika Transfer LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing they had on there, it's on the last page of the packet just in this, was the fourth sentence down was just $1 more per can. And so, you know, when I look at it, you know, are there other things that could be raised that would have less impact but still generate revenue? Other waste waste areas? I wasn't part of this work group, I admit that. So you guys may have already discussed this, but to answer this person's question, is there any other things you could adjust by $1, $2 here, $3 there, $4 there, rather than, I'll stop there.
Right. Just to add to that, one of the things I saw in the report as well was a number of things that we don't charge anything for.
Correct.
That our trash haulers don't deal with. Those could be an immediate increase from my perspective.
Correct. Yes. So I did a breakdown, and I also presented a second option to the ordinance, if you guys agree to, is increasing the minimum fees by $2, showing the tonnage, which right now is charged $73 a ton. Starting October, it'll increase to $75. So I just showed that in the ordinance. Also with breakdowns on how much it costs for the trailers for the tires, which we only charge $2 a tire at the minimum. I broke it down based off of an invoice the Pelleteers gave me, and also we partnered, our department partnered up with Caltrans to do a tire event, and broke down, they counted how many tires went into the trailer. We just paid for the trailer. The company that we use just gives us a flat fee for the trailers. I broke that down by 450 tires. It comes out to $3.59 a tire. But we also got a notice starting October 1st, they're increasing those trailers by $300. So we're gonna see a $1,900 for a trailer, which breaks down by $4.25 a tire. Right now, the difference is being paid by the operator to haul these tires away, because he's not even collecting half of what it cost him, all the tires, along with the U-waste and the E-waste.
So if we increased, by your suggestion, to the $350 a tire, and then the $550 or $750,
mm-hmm.
how would that look? Those are just the residential, and then there's commercial rates.
And then there's commercial rates.
So that would...
Right now we don't know what size tire is being brought in. They give us a monthly report of how many tires are brought in, not by size. So that trailer could be filled with all of the 17-inch tires, which then is $3.59 a tire. But if they have a mix, they could break even. But with the increase as well, that they're going to see come next month, those 17-inch tires are going to be $4.25 a tire.
So at the very least, they'll break even.
Very least, they'll break even.
So that's better than losing them.
Correct.
This is probably the last liberty. I'll just jump in here. If we do charge, itemize it to charge per subject, mm-hmm. per object.
Yes.
To use that word, I'll just use the general word object. Am I asking for a managerial nightmare for the landfill or the transfer station to do that?
I don't think so. They're already taking it in. They're already looking at it. Say I brought in a computer and a printer. That'd be $4 to what I'm asking for. Breaking the invoice down, it's 75 cents a pound. If we weighed them, it would be more handling, more personnel costs on the operator. If we did a flat rate for everything that comes through, I don't know what that looks like because we've never charged for them, but it's a start. $2 for every electronic, and then the batteries, they charge, CERS charges $8 a pound for batteries. The last invoice that the Pelletiers gave me actually reflects in August. They had hauled off 52 pounds of batteries, and that's mixed. That's car batteries, that's home batteries, that's any batteries that they get in there. It's a mixture of batteries. So we are also paying, they're also paying out of pocket for the amount of batteries that are being brought in as well.
And colleagues, supervisor.
So obviously we've had discussions that there's cost gone, meaning the fuel, which is exacerbating
yes.
this whole thing.
Yes.
We're all feeling the effects of. Have you had any further conversations with the Pelletiers where we could land? Because I do see the other side.
I do. Yes, I understand. They really want another fuel surcharge in the ordinance. They've not given me like a percentage, but based off of the documentation that they've given me from their outside vendors, they're getting charged $9.89% on top of their normal invoices. So they've asked for a fuel surcharge to be written in the ordinance. They've not given specifics, whether that's, you know, if gas prices is over $5, $7, we get a certain percentage of a fuel surcharge that we can assess to everybody at the gates. But if we do that, that will then affect our Tule Lake and Habakan because the ordinance also it's across the board for all of our transportation here in Siskiyou County.
I think for me, you know, looking back, it's unfortunate, and I put the blame on myself. I'm not going to cast any stones here. You know, the reality is, I didn't realize. You know, what do I do as a county supervisor? I'm operating with the Pelletiers who operate, you know, or have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, deal with the local waste haulers, and I get that there's an issue.
Yes.
You know, there's a ramification. I'm surprised the cities haven't responded because they're going to have to go to their whole process. And I wish
yep.
we had the luxury of time to stretch it out.
Yes.
Looking back, we should have had the Pelletiers and the local people and all that. I have to put this back on staff. You know, I'm a generalist by nature. I can't get into every minutia of every detail because my initial thought was when this was coming up is, you know, costs are going up for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go out for an RFP. You know, then is the time to correct it. I'm at the point now I'm willing to take all my medicine at once, although not implementing it today, like whatever the time frame is, so it would start like at the beginning of the year. I'm looking for further dialogue with everyone at the table because it can't be you just reaching out on the phone. They're all out there working.
They are.
Right?
They are. They all
to
have
the table.
Yeah, they all are.
How are we collectively going to figure this out? I will remind you, this board hesitated to do the green waste thing, the green waste recycling. I get that it wasn't my cup of tea, but you know, if you reduce the what's going in, there's less that's being hauled out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a less effect on the whole system. Tires are one thing, but you know,
across the board, it all needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
And doing some numbers, $90 a ton, based off of their expenditures, is actually less than what it's per tonnage for their expenses.
Well, I would say this: the costs are going to go up because we are the cheapest compared to.
Correct.
And if there are people who are hauling in because we're taking it cheaper than when they should be going that way,
yep.
then that's, you know, that's how it's got to get to. We're in a no-win situation, is what it comes down to.
100%, we are.
So,
we're not
I still trying to figure out something other than.
I'll almost call you Supervisor Ms. Davis.
We have a vacant spot.
County Administrator Angela Davis. I just wanted to make sure everyone is mindful as well that we are currently in an RFP process. So, you know, when we start getting into the nitty-gritty of really detailed costs, just be mindful that we also have the RFP process that is running in tandem with this that may also bring about changes as well. So I just, you know, we just need to be mindful of that because, you know, those that are using the service,
thank you for
it might be a change today, and guess what? 6 months might be another change. So it's, again, just to be mindful of that.
Thank you for bringing that up, because one of the issues with an RFP is that you're looking for people to come in or potentially bid on services. If they look at the raises, I can't do that.
Right.
And then you're looking at potential, the operator says, I can't, that's it, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do? Talk about garbage in the streets, you're going to have it all over.
Yeah, and I would just remind the board, this is a first reading, so theoretically we can make edits now, but this is also an ordinance, so we don't want to be making changes in concept only. If any changes we make now, it needs to be exact. We need to have the exact language. So if it looks like the board is wanting to have more than just a very, very minor change, probably the best direction would be to give to tell staff to come back with a new version, and we can continue this yet again. If the board isn't wanting to either adopt what's before it or what's before it with very, very minor changes.
Makes sense. Supervisor Howell.
I want to ask about the timing in your communication with the transfer folks. How much time were they looking for?
Well, they are seeking, they're in the same process as we are. So they wanted essentially more time prior to us bringing it to you. Right now, if they have to bring it back to the cities do the same as we do. So if you approved the first reading today, and then we did it a second reading a month from now, and you approved it, then they too have to go 30 days after the second reading. So they're going to be probably a month or two after we approve.
I guess what I was trying to address with Supervisor Valenzuela was that he was ready to follow everything at the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that long enough?
I don't know. Karen? Karen is here from Wyoka Transfer.
Oh.
Yes, I'm here. If you have any questions.
Oh, Karen, if you just go to the speaker,
if you want to speak.
I'm a very introverted person.
That's fine.
But yes,
you have to come up.
You just have to come up just so the recorder can have it.
Okay.
And we're a fairly friendly board overall. So
if you would give us your name, though, for the record.
Of course.
Thank you.
My name is Karen Uller. I'm a managing member of Wyoka Transfer LLC. We're the largest garbage hauler in the county. So when we get an unexpected raise like this, we have to then get on another agenda for the governments that we franchise with and have them approve a raise that we're doing or to pay for that increase. And then we have to notify all of our customers. So that takes a lot of time. The last, in 2018, we had the same exact situation happen, and we had to eat it for 2 months before we could get everything in there. So it's really problematic to have a big surprise like this all at once.
So you had to eat it for 2 months, but how long did the total process take you?
From notification
to...
Well, it's what we did was everybody in the outlying areas, we started on it right away, and we raised them within almost 30 days. But most of the big cost for us is commercials, and almost all of them are in our franchise areas. So a great large quantity of our increased costs, we could not immediately get back. So I would say maybe probably 2 to 3 months before we could get everybody notified and raised. all the waste management companies we deal with, are we have signed contracts with them, like Walmart and Tractor Supply and all the big commercials here in town. We sign yearly contracts with them, and they require a 60-day notice, so before we can raise any of those prices. So it's it is really a big deal that if in the future, you know, like this RFP process I'm hearing about now, if significant changes happen in the RFP project, I just heard somebody say Greenways, nobody has talked to any of the haulers about that. If we're having to start stopping by people's houses twice in a week, we need to know this ahead of time. We can't just magically start doing it. We need to order containers. I've been up to 8 months before I could get any bins in to even do Greenways. So I, you know, that's the thing. We need to kind of have a heads up before we fundamentally change, you know, how we're collecting trash. So it's, you know, I don't know if that is even, if I'm misunderstanding it.
Don't worry about that
yet.
Oh, you should worry about it. I'm the opposite. You better start worrying about it.
We're exempt right now.
Yes.
When I talk about a Greenway, so I'm talking about the people, my district, who are complaining about the cost to bring tree branches and stuff for fire prevention that's costing them a boatload.
Right.
And it's taken me too long to get a 2-week Greenways program, low cost. In the RFP, my goal would be to expand that for people that are doing the trim. But you're going to have to do Greenways on your own account because of whatever the law is. And I would get on it sooner than later.
Yeah. The law will
change.
Be coming.
Yes.
But
yes.
Right now, the county's exempt.
Right.
But it will be coming.
When do you think it will be coming?
Not to a couple of years.
2026, I believe.
2026,
yeah,
before there's nobody that can be exempt? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
Okay.
But we'll let you know.
Yeah.
We're on it.
Okay. Well, anyways, the thing is it takes a long time to notify all these people, and I very much feel for the Pelleteers because I can't even imagine doing what they're doing for $73 a ton. However, that last month's landfill fees, I just got our bill the other day, and it would have been $20,500 more in the month of August. And we have zero notice. So that's hard. That's a lot of money. That's like our entire profit right there.
Mr. Rager, how?
A follow-up, and then I have a question for council. But so it doesn't sound like the first of the year is out of the realm for you to deal with it.
We could deal with it. I feel bad for my customers. I'm, you know, we just raised them last year.
Yeah, well, we did.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. Whenever you guys raise this, it's going to be passed on to the consumer. And it's going to be passed on to only the garbage haulers consumer, apparently, because the people going into the dump aren't going
to
get raised.
We're trying to make this all across the board so that no matter who is going to be incrementally affected.
And even the thing is I know it's hard to raise the people that are coming in like a whole dollar. Maybe that's more than the 23% we're getting raised. But, you know, maybe 50 cents. I mean, something. We got to evenly spread it across. And also the things about, like, with the e-waste. Back in the day when you guys started doing the e-waste out there, e-waste was very profitable. It is not anymore. So the tires and everything has gotten so expensive, and it's because of environmental regulations and the price of hauling things. So it's just reality. So we do need to face it. But it would be nice to be able to not have to eat this forever. Anyway. I just ask that with the RFP process, if you please let us know where it's going when you do get a new contract next year. I don't want to be in this position again. Please. So, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
The message is well received.
Okay, thank you.
We might call you again, but no, thank you very much.
Okay.
And then Supervisor Hupp, I think you had some follow-up
questions. Council made a statement that if we substantively changed this first reading, that we have to send staff back. I went through the 7 documents I have in front of me and the 3 backup materials, and I don't have an ordinance to look at.
There should have been an updated one uploaded.
There's a redline version?
Redline version.
Oh, yeah.
For this. Instead of $5, it's
$7. I'm looking for an ordinance.
It says ordinance in the county will assist you with amending late fees.
There you go.
It's got all the fees.
I see that, but I don't.
It doesn't have a lot of verbiage.
It's not.
Section 2, if any of the subsection,
I guess what I'm looking for.
It's pretty short and sweet.
If you look at this in the code, this is how it looks. So
yeah.
it's not like your typical ordinance,
yeah.
Which has a lot of words.
Well, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. Specifically, what I'm looking for is the implementation date.
Well, that's in section 3 of the ordinance, and I have a question as to whether, I think it's statutory that regular ordinance is going to affect 30 days after second reading. So, if that's the case, you couldn't modify the effective date by changing section 3, although thinking sort of creatively, I think we could probably put in the substance of the ordinance, something to the effect, starting if you want January 1st, 2023, these are the rates. So that would be tantamount to changing the effective date of the ordinance. So what it comes down to, and just to clarify, I wasn't suggesting if we make any changes, we can't do it. You have to send it back. I'm just saying I'm hearing a lot of ideas being flooded. And if it's more than just very simple changes, we probably ought to direct staff to make the changes and come back, particularly if you delay the effective date because there isn't a time issue involved.
What you're hearing, I think, at least for me, is deliberation on a workable solution that respects the profit margins of everyone that is going to be affected by this, including the customer. But my businesses have to have enough time to respond to this so that they're not just eating the costs.
I agree with you.
Are we discussing a surcharge, a fuel surcharge in the ordinance as well? And if we do, would there be some kind of a sunset clause or a reevaluation of that surcharge somewhere in the ordinance referenced?
I know when we had the discussions with the Cossack and Pelletiers, I mean, one of the issues with the surcharge is fuel goes up, what happens when it goes down? We're going up for an RFP.
Yes.
It's kind of like, to me it's a band-aid, so to speak.
My concern with the surcharge too is how are we as the department going to monitor when they are actually charging and not charging?
Well, that's
so that's my worry is.
It's kind of up to them to police it and who's working the gate and how are they calculating it and how does that work?
And if they're doing it properly, because we get lots of complaints that they don't charge appropriately on the same hauls.
I would drop it.
As a hauler, I would hate not knowing what I'm going to be paying one day for the next.
Yeah. That would
whatever it is, I want to know what it is ahead of time.
The discussion was problematic, and I think so. In the whole conceptual thing, that's how we look at it. I mean, in theory, that would be the simplistic thing, right? But you're still going to pay. The steel costs are still going to go up, And again, I'm still of the mindset to take the pain all at once. I get, and I appreciate it. But how can I put this tactfully? You're in the business. I think you should be very cognizant of green waste, what's going on at the state, what we're dealing with. You brought up a good point about the electronics. Pelletier's one of the first things. Yeah, we used to make money. We used to get reimbursed. And so it wasn't profitable, but they weren't losing money.
Yeah.
Now they're losing money.
Yeah.
And so everything that they touch, is losing money. And, you know, again, trying to be tactful, you know, I see a lot of people doing a lot of waste when you could recycle a lot more than what you're doing. You know, everything, they're hauling by weight. Mm-hmm. If you're taking away from the weight, there's less impact on that. You know, I think we all have to step up our game somehow. I don't like the scenario. Again, I'm not, you know, I'm cognizant of what's going to happen to my communities, Mount Shasta Denver. They're going to see a huge increase. You know, you may be the biggest hauler in my community. Yeah, and I recall being on the city council when we raised the garbage can a dollar. The line was out the door. How, you know, because people are on fixed income. I get that. We just didn't put it in a bad spot. I can't get away from it, unfortunately.
I don't know if this helps, but right now, if the first reading were approved today, the second reading would have to go to October 18th to allow time for the public hearing notice because it's a fee ordinance. Mm-hmm. So 30 days from there, we're talking mid-November. Mm-hmm. So if, say, the first and second were to come a little bit later in this year, it would roll it closer to the first of the year for these to be effective. But we do have to have that time mm-hmm. in there for publication and before the second. So
I'm willing to make the motion, and I will make the appropriate motion, knowing that there is a time frame and, you know, buy us some time, because a first reading is just that, a first reading. We can always not approve a second reading. Again, why is she the only waste hauler in here?
Well, mine would be here, but because of personal circumstances.
Yeah. Fine. But I'm just trying to buy us some time at this point. So I'm going to make the recommended motion, knowing the bigger picture, how impactful that is. You need to get to the Pelletiers, you know, what's the minimum we can do to get through,
okay.
Right, to keep them viable, if you will, knowing that there is an RFP, it's coming, and if you want to be part of that process, that's not on me, that's on the all the individual haulers, and I've directed staff to reach out to them to make sure that they are part of that process.
We had a lot of people show up to that walkthrough outside.
And I would also direct that you reach out to every city manager to let them know that this is happening. Anyways, I made the motion.
Through the chair.
Absolutely.
I do see a typo, which is on the third page under the tire size, cost per tire, it was $6, and that struck, and it was supposed to go to $7.50, but it's missing a zero. And if you...
That's on the red line version.
So that's a typo. So you have to add a zero. So it's $7.50 as opposed to 7.5.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. All right. Motion is corrected. I know one thing. A little bit of discussion on this.
Sure.
As I was with it. You answered my question on the fuel surcharge. That was one question I had. I read Pelletier's letter. You know, we're in a position where we're trying to stop the bleeding for them and stabilize the patient so we can, you know, treat this down the road with the RFP. I was really hoping the cities and CCs would respond, community service districts, and the cities would have responded by now. I read your email, Amanda, Ms. Kimball, you laid it out, what we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. It was clear.
Mm-hmm.
But also in respect to them, just like county government, they're in triage a lot of the times with the stuff they're dealing with. So I give them the benefit of the doubt that I'll get to it, it's not right now,
mm-hmm.
I'll deal with it later. But I am concerned for their input. What do you think of, like, the city of Tula Lake and the operation of our transfer station in Tula Lake, or the Cloud Service District, or Montague? I'm thinking all Doris is a little different because they use waste management out of Klamath Falls. So there's this, their city services are just a little different than I believe. Then you take into account all the, you want to keep Pelletiers alive because a lot of people don't have access to a hauler.
Mm-hmm.
They haul their own waste in, especially when they clean up contracting and stuff. If we do take the motion standpoint on it, I am interested in how the one is stabilizing Pelletier, not favoring one business, I should say that differently, stabilize the transfer station so they stay open. I take it in their letter, it sounds like a genuine, they weren't threatening or anything like that. They were just saying this is what they face.
Yeah.
What would be a target date that they would have to have this resolved by, or they would have to say, we need to walk away from this out of protection for their own business?
Yeah, they did state at the meeting that they wanted something implemented like now, as soon as possible.
Right.
Because it's already, by the time we get through this, it'll be 6 months into the fiscal year where we've negotiated and they've talked to us about it. And they were really hoping to have answers as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
Also, in respect to the CSDs and the cities, you know, we're not just dealing with the city councils or the managers. You're dealing with their public as well,
mm-hmm.
which can extend the process quite a bit longer, which is respected. When I look at these rate changes, the red line, am I correct to say that to keep Pelletiers or to keep this somewhat profitable, we would have to not just increase from 73 to 90, but we would have to increase personal computer to 2, we'd have to increase all this stuff just to stabilize a business, is that correct?
Correct.
All right.
They are essentially paying a little over $4,000 every other month for the electronic and the universal waste.
Right. So it's fair to say that if we were to spend a great deal of time hashing over whether it's $2 or $2.15 or $2.45, we have to have all these things increased just to make this transfer station viable.
Correct.
All right. Questions or comments from colleagues in regards to that? I just wanted to get that. You know, you always hope for the easy fix. You know, it's human nature. We'll increase everybody by 50 cents. We'll solve the problem.
It's not going to solve the problem.
So I just wanted to explore that a little bit there. I also think that it might be good to give a target of what the costs are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the companies do have something that they can actually aim towards filling that requirement. With that, any comments or questions from colleagues?
I do have a motion on the floor.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
We haven't received.
I don't know if we're there in a second yet, so I'm working our way there. Not trying to kill it or anything like that. Sure, as well.
No,
not trying to.
Making sure we do the process.
Yeah, not trying to kill it. There'll be no other motions until we entertain yours. Go ahead.
Still concerned about the timing, the implementation timing. It has to split the baby in half, and it's pretty ugly baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now.
So the timing piece, I mean, I don't see this getting implemented to the early, so November at some point, you know, another week to December 1st.
I heard 3 months. That's 2.
And I, you know, also, you know, Pelletiers were asking for months ago. You know, so it's,
yeah, well, when we came, that's 2 weeks ago.
Can you clarify one thing for me?
I'm going to run away now.
Thanks for pointing that out, Sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
On the red lines, the rates for the commercial compacted waste, they're going from 67 to 75. Is that correct?
No.
No.
The ordinance in 2008 started at $67. The ordinance has not been updated since then by the $2 a ton. We are charging $73 a ton right now. So the ordinance has not been updated for the $2 a ton increase since 2018.
So the current rate is
$73 a ton.
So we're going from 73 to 75?
Yes, that would be effective already in October. So current ordinance, when 2018 ordinance was approved, it was in October. So October, due to the current ordinance, it'll go up $75, up to $75. So they're getting their $2 increase already this year, starting next month.
Okay.
If we, suggestions are to increase it, then that tonnage wouldn't take effect until November. So they would get their $2 in October. If the second ordinance is passed in the 30 days, whatever is approved after that would take an effect after that 30 days, whether it's in November, end of November or December, if we are going to bring this back. So the 75 is going to happen.
No matter what.
No matter what.
So, okay. So that's what is the proposed new ordinance, is the 75. So what if we added another $2? Because that's what's proposed increase anyway.
Correct.
So would it be helpful to increase it to 77? Because that's going to happen no matter what.
It's going to happen yes, you're correct. I had the thought in my head, could we do it to 80? Get the $2, increase it 5 for the next reading to $80 a ton, and increase everything else, the bags, the minimum fees already suggested for $2, and then start charging $2 for all of the e-waste and universal waste that we don't charge for that are coming out of the Pelletier's pocket, along with the tire increase.
That's the question here. Thank you for pointing that sewers over. And so I have just two questions. I was operating off of the worksheet where it says 73 to 90, on the cover page there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Supervisor Ogden brought up here in her attention to detail, which is good, which is 75. So the ordinance that I will be signing, I would be signing if we vote today and then if we pass it in the next reading. Would it be increasing it from 73 to 90? That ordinance, or do we have another one drafted for us?
There's another one that I presented with you coming from all the conversations that I had with the haulers, to increase the areas that have not been affected over the last several years. So the second section that I presented to you was to increase the minimum fees, the gallon bags or can fees, up $2. Also to reference, I redlined the 67 because it really should show $75 a ton if this was to be implemented and updated at the ordinance by the time it got approved. And also to increase the universal and e-waste and the batteries is what the second option I proposed.
So the worksheet for the 920.
You have lost me.
I'm going to walk through here. Ms. Kimmel, I'm just going to walk through a little bit here.
You're fine.
If you're fine.
Yeah, no, go for it.
And I'm trying to take everyone's considerations into thought when I ask these questions. And if you get the wrong answers because I asked the wrong question, that's why.
There's no wrong answers.
So for the ordinance that we would be, that the motion is made on today by Supervisor Valenzuela, does that increase it from 73 to 90?
Not what I'm presenting.
Not what you're presenting. Okay,
no.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So the worksheet's incorrect. The worksheet dated 9/20 says suggestion number one is tonnage from $73
to
$90.
You are correct.
That's
yes.
My
question,
by the way.
And that would be
so
the recommendation.
So yes, that would be, as presented on here, would be 73 to 90. You're correct, sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
But
through the chair.
Oh, absolutely.
Do we have a version of that which reflects what the worksheet says?
Yes, that was the first one that we presented 2 weeks ago.
The only maybe my package is complete. The only version I have goes to 75 a ton.
Okay, yeah, the 73 to 90 was the ordinance presented.
The first time. Okay.
But this is the first reading today.
The first reading because we wanted to get input from the different entities.
Correct.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to follow through. Give me a little bit of liberty here. So I remember this 70, and of course we can amend it greatly here today because it's first reading, so it's perfect.
I didn't anticipate this being approved today. I anticipated a lot more discussion
off of
everything that I resubmitted.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. So I'll ask a question in regards to, thank you for putting me on the spot.
No, you're fine.
Never good process is always interesting and exciting. So in regards to the ordinance that you brought before us today, mm-hmm. not the, we're just clarifying the motion here.
Sorry, take your time.
In clarifying the 73 to 90, mm-hmm. the ordinance that you're giving us today that we were able to review with all the $2 for a personal computer and those sorts of things.
Correct.
Do you think that with a increase from to 75 and then a $2 increase on this and the 860, you know, a little bit of increase on other stuff, that is enough to stop the bleeding for Pelletier? Or do you think that we would still need to move, even with all those increases, we still need to go from 73 to 90 to stop the bleeding?
With all those increases, I do feel, and I can get clarification from the Pelletiers, mm-hmm. but I do feel the tonnage needs to be increased. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily by 90, but something to show that at least there's a little bit of transition and work done, because their suggestion was just to go and get the tonnage increased. They didn't make the suggestion, the haulers did, based off of all the other changes, because those changes haven't even been looked at. And that was the conversation that I had with pretty much all the haulers is, okay, why are we being affected by the tonnage when the rest of the fees aren't being looked at either?
Okay.
So.
And in your defense, I was anticipating we wouldn't be voting on this today either. So your read is fine in respect to the action. So it would have to increase, even with all these other increases, maybe not 73 to 90, but another lower figure for the overall may have to be considered.
Yes.
Well, I'm putting you on the spot here, and you can feel free to say you don't know.
Okay.
It's fine to say that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
If it's not 73 to 90 or 75, what, with all these other increases, do you think we still meet that same goal? I don't want to increase it from 73 to 90, but if all these other things increase, then actually at the end of the day, have an increase above what Pelletier's needs.
Yes.
So, but if you don't have that answer right now.
Based off of, like, the breakdowns that I've given you, I don't think that the Pelletiers thought about increasing everything else.
Yeah.
They are just set on the tonnage because that's where they're affected, because
yeah, that's
what gets hauled away. The tonnage they do need to be increased, whether that's to 80 or 85. I don't know if 90 is the answer, but with increasing everything and them not having to pay out of pocket for certain items that they're already doing, and the current contract that we have with them, they are getting a surcharge kickback based off of the franchise fees. But we do need to look at increasing the tonnage so that the operators now and in the future aren't just breaking even, but they are.
They got to pay their bills and make
correct.
A living too, absolutely. Yeah.
Correct.
I'm just going to take a little liberty. She wrote Miss Davis.
Wow.
I almost demoted you, didn't I? So, Miss Davis, if you had any comments or directions you have here, Leah.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. I was seeking to try to make it as simplistic as possible, because before you basically is you have two ordinances, right? Two draft ordinances. One ordinance is stipulating the increase, even though the ordinance says $67, it's truly $73. That increase is from $73 to $90 without the additional increases of all the little nitpicky mm-hmm. stuff. You have another ordinance that instead of increasing the tonnage to $90, it increases it to $75, which also includes all of the other little items, the e-waste and everything else, all of those increases. So you have those two options. Either go straight for the 90 with tonnage without the additional little nitpicky stuff, or you go with the $75 increase with all of the additional items. And those additional items were brought forth as an option due to the conversations with the haulers saying, let's spread the love here and let everyone be able to participate in the increase, where the tonnage would be very focused on the haulers. So I'm hoping that that kind of clarifies it. We have two options.
Yeah, the only question I have is on the second option with the 75. Mm-hmm. If the 75 is enough along with those other increases to do that.
Correct.
Does that 75 need to be 80, 82, 79? That would be my, the statement that would be my question
right.
there.
Right.
And I do not know that answer because I did talk to Maurice and tell him what I was going to bring to here. He's like, that's awesome. He said that was great, but he's like, I don't know what that's going to look at, like increasing the U-waste and the e-waste and just the $2 for the minimum fees. He knows what the tonnage is going to look like because that's what he bases everything off of. But us having customers pay for the rest of it, he's like, I don't know what that's going to look like. So that was his comment to me when I told him what I was bringing to you guys.
A little unknowns for him as well.
Exactly.
All right. Supervisor Ogden, I defer to you first. Do you have any questions? And then we'll get to Supervisor Hopp right after you. And we're still considering your motion, Mr. Reynolds.
Hey.
I personally like the idea of increasing to 80 with all the details. I think that covers... It spreads that love out a little bit more, and it gives, I think there's balance there all the way across.
I think it's a start.
And it's a good start.
And then with Supervisor Hopp, do you have some questions, comments, concerns?
I'm lost. I'm still trying to figure out, and there's my computer. You know, I don't even know what I'm voting on today, to tell you the truth. And the reason I don't know is I'm confused as heck because my computer is, I don't have the luxury of having it printed out in front of me. My computer RAM limited will not open both of those options at the same time. So I'm struggling going back and forth, trying to figure out, first thing, what your motion was, and then what we're discussing. I don't know where we're at.
Secondary note, he mentions the computer. My computer's been glitchy. We're going to have to budget some new computers here.
Okay. God, I got a new computer.
Anyways, mine was a straightforward number one, raising it to 90. I'm still under the thesis of I'd rather take my medicine all at once. I get where you guys are going. I'm okay with that, but I made a motion. I would prefer to see it either go dead and get that out of the way if there's going to be a secondary.
Yours is the one that goes to 90.
Yes.
Correct.
And through the chair, I made a comment that there was a typo. I was looking at the ordinance that rate changes it to 75 because my board packet doesn't have the 90 version. So that being the case, I'm sure Supervisor Valenzuela's motion is without correcting a typo.
The original motion that I made. That's
exactly.
Yes. There you go.
And I've got a printout, by the way, of the version that goes to 90 if somebody wants to see it. And Wendy was able to give me this.
Can I clarify the recommended motion, though? Is the worksheet that's dated 9/20 of 22, which has tonnage from up to 90, cubic yards up to 10, cubic yards when scales are not working up to 38.90, as well as increasing bag and cans $2 and start charging for electronic universal waste and batteries.
That's
correct?
That's,
thank you.
That's super.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to clarify the options. I didn't want to defeat yours.
I overloaded you guys with lots of information, so my apologies.
So the two options we have before us basically are to the suggestion on the worksheet, right there on the worksheet, suggestion one, which is Supervisor Valenzuela's motion, and the other option before us that we keep Pelletiers alive, I'll use that word.
I don't want to kill Pelletiers.
No. That would... would be the one that Ms. Kimball presented to us today, that second motion. So that other the ordinance that's in the packet, which increases from the 75, then increases the surcharges or the charges on the other stuff. Those are options here to be presented before us. And is there a second for any other questions on the motions? On the motion? And is there a second for Supervisor Valenzuela this motion? Is there any public comment actually too? I want to ask if there is any.
Through the chair, I apologize. I don't know if it's been noted for the record, but there were some comments that came in through email.
Yes, we have that. Ms. Wendy shared those with us.
Yeah, I just didn't make a comment for the record, but yes, we have letters from, real quick. Looks like Bradley Isbell. Sorry. John Smith Sanitation Inc. sent a letter. Chelsea Meadows with Siskiyou County Disposal Company and Ms. Eller for Wairika Transfer LLC. Those are the letters that I handed out and that the clerk's office received.
All right. With that, we've had a motion on the table. Is there, I'll give one more round for a second on that motion. With that, I see no second to the motion on that, so that motion will be taken off the table. It doesn't happen very often, so I want to make sure I'm doing the steps right.
Dies for lack of a second.
Dies for lack of a second. And then is there further discussion or another motion by colleagues on another approach? That discussion, we do have to address this. I know this is a first reading, and so with first readings, you do have the option of a second. This ordinance would impact Habikin as well as Tule.
Correct.
Those entities are somewhat subsidized, are they not?
Yes, the county is in contract with both locations. We pay for the hauling. And both locations own the property. We pay them to staff and facilitate the needs, take the trash. We also pay Dry Creek sends us a bill for Tule Lake, and we pay for that along with all the tires. We have contracts with Happy Camp to not only facilitate the place, we also have contracts for them to take the oil, handle the oil, and then our guys are, they're entitled, it's not in my head, but they also go down once a month and pick up tires and bring them back to the yard. We have a trailer there for
if we increase these fees for, of course, McLeod, I'm thinking my district, but they would be probably one of the transfer stations they haul to.
Yes, I believe they go to
Shasta. So Shasta would increase. For Happy Camp or to the lake, mm-hmm. If we increase these fees, who eats the cost?
County
eats the cost.
Yes. Whatever is charged and collected there, we get back.
Okay.
And then we are on contract with them, so we also have that going out.
So we're not increasing the fee. We're not necessarily impacting Tule Lake sending their trash
no.
to the transfer station. Because
no, whatever fees we increase, huh? It's going to affect Wairika, Mount Shasta operator, and the county.
And the county, mm-hmm. Okay. So like I say, the Tule Lake City Council is not going to see an increase in their fee right away.
Not that I'm aware of.
They just did recently
and talking to them about what I get charged in America, it's like nothing. They were
Scott Valley Wealth
Scott Valley Wealth they will have to increase their fees because they come to Wairika, so based off of the tonnage they have to then change their fees to their customers, and They did let me know that some of the contracts that they're in, they're non-negotiable at this point with the $90 a ton increase. I didn't go into detail. Bradley did send me an email where he feels that, you know, our minimum fees need to be at least $10 based off of, you know, what he charges his customers. Those amounts are still under what he charges his customers.
So. In regards to,
I would say, toucan service is $37 a month.
One quick
question on Scott Valley. So Scott Valley Disposal, do they have individual contracts with Fort Jones and Aetna?
They also have individual contracts with the county. We actually have a contract with them to service Salmon River. So we pay Bradley and his company to go down to Salmon River to facilitate the trash pickup down there.
And what is the opportunity for us to renegotiate that contract with those remote locations?
Right now, with that specific contract, we're on the fifth addendum with them. So if we wanted to renegotiate that, we would probably have to go out to RFP. Unless otherwise directed.
Is he the operator that I recall at our last meeting where he said he would just, instead of calling the chest, he would just take it straight up there?
Yeah.
He had an out to my world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then in regards to, I'm going to get the little ones checked off and then we'll do the big one. Are my colleagues fine with the ordinance presented before us that increased the minimum fees like bags and, from 5 to 7? Those fees are my colleagues explained, and these were recommended by the haulers, I take it, with your interpretation and dialogue with them, Ms. Kimball.
Yes.
Are my colleagues fine with all those incremental increases? Sometimes government works incrementally, so are my colleagues all fine with those?
Again, through the chair, is there a way to print what you're talking about for the rest of us, or...
Can see what's in the public packet there.
Absolutely. I think it's the first one, but we can do two. Is
give you one from the
we'll give you a copy of your service or help.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it makes it easier just to see it.
I'm a forester. I'm pretty visual.
Show me the trees.
And then if we need to, Ms. Wendy, would you like to take a little break if you want to look that over? If colleagues want to look that.
Yeah, let's find it here first.
Take a little break, then we'll come back to this.
This should have the current 920 as well as the 96 paperwork.
All right. Ms. Wendy, we're going to take like a 5 minute break.
Let me turn this off. Hang on.